you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Mark.
And Jason Talley is joining us from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. You can go to cdevolution.org to learn more about that. Maybe we'll talk a little bit further about CD Evolution in a bit. We've actually got somebody on the line with us, so we're going to get back to that in a moment. Weta Claus is with us. But first, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, and I'm welcoming them in advance of actually even adding them to the website, simply because I just got back yesterday from a weekend in Los Angeles. We can talk more about that a little bit as well. But I've been busily catching up, haven't had a chance to update the website to add these folks, but they are on board, and our listeners now, we can officially acknowledge them, listening in Presque Isle, Maine, to WEGP. We had a guy call last week, actually, and because they started our show a few days in advance of us officially being able to announce them.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
We didn't get the piece of paper from them yet. So now, WEGP listeners, welcome aboard. They're in Presque Isle, Maine, and now we can finally claim, yay for us, we can finally claim to be on from Maine to Hawaii.
Free Talk Live is on from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Alaska to Florida, yeah. So all across the so-called United States. So, again, welcome to WEGP. If you are listening out there and you don't have a radio station locally that you can tune Free Talk Live on, and by the way, WEGP is joining us for all of our weeknights. They're going to be live all 3 hours. So that's great, too, because we don't have a whole lot of live weeknight affiliates. We've got some weeknight affiliates, but a number of them are taking the show in delayed broadcast. So, WEGP listeners, you are listening live. Don't hesitate to get involved. And if you're listening, if you're not listening live, if you're listening via podcast or you're listening on a radio station that delays the show, you can still get involved. You can still call in and comment on an item that we've been discussing or something that you want to talk about. You don't have to be listening live to the show in order to call into it. So our live hours are from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Calculate as necessary and call us up at 800-259-9231 as we continue with Weta Claus listening in New Hampshire. Bob is with us calling from, I don't know where you are, Bob, but it's my understanding you you did live in the Grafton area.
Exactly. I wanted to point out that Weta Claus doesn't advocate cannabis use. Weta Claus is more into advocating self-ownership, the natural right of self-ownership. So certainly if a person doesn't use cannabis, but they support self-ownership, maybe they ought to come on out and help us out on November 5th in Concord, about 3:30 p.m. in front of the State House.
What's going on November 5th?
Well, we're going to try and get some people there, basically redressing our grievances. We had held a couple, one in August, one in September, at liquor stores. I felt, as did a number of people there, that we needed to point out the hypocrisy of the state of New Hampshire essentially having an alcohol cartel where they sell, this past year, $511.4 million in alcohol sales for a substance that can and does kill people, and yet they'll put peaceful people in jail for a substance that it's physically impossible to kill somebody.
Now, this is protests for redress of grievances or something like that are being done.
Yep.
They have been done, two of them already, with a relatively good turnout, from what I can tell, of activists, and the police have not arrested anybody at these, correct?
No, they haven't. I believe it's still okay for us to redress our grievances. I think that that's a fundamental right. I believe it's a natural right, but it's also enumerated in the United States Constitution. But from my point of view, the hypocrisy is just simply overwhelming. When you have a state that literally has the monopoly on selling alcohol, but, hundreds and perhaps thousands of people are in New Hampshire jails and prisons for a less harmful substance.
Well, Bob, they want you to be one of those people that they want to put in a cage, right? Can you tell everybody about the background of your story? And if you go to weeklaws.com, you can go to find a video where Bob is interviewed by myself at Tally TV. But why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners?
Absolutely. It's a fairly typical story in that the police like to use informants, and I don't want to say a heck of a lot at this point in time about that, but I'm a peaceful guy. I live off the grid. I don't believe in initiating aggression of any kind to anybody. I've never harmed anyone, and I believe that I own myself and that everybody should own themselves. As far as the case itself, it's been kind of bumping along. I was arrested about 13 months ago. I anticipate going to trial in December. There's been a lot of, my folder's pretty thick, a lot of legal things flying back and forth. I think what'll probably end up happening, unless the jury sees fit to find me not guilty, I'll probably be found guilty, and I intend to appeal, and hopefully I'll be out on appeal, and that process could perhaps take another year, but there's no guarantees. It's not out of the realm of possibility. It's probably even a decent possibility that I'd be going to the state prison perhaps as early as sometime this winter.
And for what? They call it manufacturing a drug, but it's just...
Yeah, that's a kind of an interesting term that they use, manufacturing a plant. But getting back to the schedule, I've never seen this New Hampshire schedule. The reason I've never seen it is because it doesn't exist, and I have proof of that. That's been denied. I put a motion through in court, and that's been denied. It's my opinion that sometimes the courts don't always lean towards the defendant. And that's what's happened in my case.
Yeah. Lean? The courts aren't supposed to lean. They're supposed to be completely unbiased.
Exactly. But I intend, I think what I'm supposed to do, according to their script, is I'm supposed to, you know, bow my head and not come out publicly. But I figure, hey, I've already been arrested, and I intend to do full disclosure in the public realm.
Good on you.
So there'll be other things coming out. Some of my legal research and
if
so
only
forth.
More people, Weta Claus, would have the level of courage that you do to take these marijuana charges they're facing, whether it's for growing or selling or possessing or whatever, to take those charges to court and go to a trial as you are, it would do amazing things to this system because it would force them to go to jury trials in many of these cases. That would result in dropped charges in a lot of them because in a lot of these cases they don't actually have the evidence they need to get a conviction. They just have a bunch of hot air where they've made mistakes in their investigation and they don't want those to be revealed and they just figure they're going to intimidate people into pleading guilty. And they figure correctly 99.9% of the time. You're the 0.1%. That actually bothers to take this to court. I can tell you that here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, there is a monthly jury, fully informed jury association activism that's supposed to happen here. But it hasn't happened in the last 3 months. Not because no one's shown up. We've all been ready to come out to it. But they just haven't picked a jury for anything of a year.
And I think your numbers are right when you talk about 99.9% of people charged with a crime take a plea bargain. And remember, plea bargains help no one. If you're talking about somebody who's guilty, then the victim is being cheated by a plea bargain. If you're talking about somebody who's not guilty, then the offender, or whatever the term is, the defendant, is being cheated by not being guilty. The only one who benefits from these plea bargains are the law enforcement apparatus, the cops and the prosecutors and that kind of thing, because they can move more people through the system.
The wheel keeps turning.
If 0.1% of the population that is charged with crime would more of them would take their cases to trial, it would jam the system up to irreparably.
Well, I asked Bob to call tonight because I think what he's doing is courageous. You know, they want you to lawyer up. They want you to hang your head down in shame, but not Bob. Bob is speaking out. You know, and also he's recruiting other victims of this war on people over drugs, and we're telling their stories. And so we're working together on Tally TV and WeedyClaws.com. And
so is WeedyClaws.com the best place to go to continue to stay updated on what's going on?
And if, on Bob's case, absolutely.
But Bob, I'd hope that you would call into Free Talk Live as more develops in what you're facing. Would you do that for us?
Absolutely, yes. And thanks for having me on, guys.
Great. We're glad you're out there. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. WeedyClaws.com. And Mark, how can folks help themselves in court?
Well, if you're considering taking your case to court without an attorney, go to jurisdictionary.com. It is a course for people that are trying to take their case to court without an attorney. I'm taking it, and I think it's good for you. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, there's more coming up here with your thoughts are welcome. Where your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. You can talk about prohibition or whatever is on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Some of the features include our webcam. You can watch, listen, and chat. Our chat room built into the same page as the cam. You can pop them both out into their own separate pages if you want to. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy that. And now there's a real reason to watch the cam. Mark is wearing an eye patch.
Yes, indeed, I am wearing an eye patch. I've got some kind of eye problem going on, and I'm It's not that I can't see out of the eye. It's not that it's disfigured in some kind of horrible way. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's blurry. My vision's kind of blurry in one spot. There's a bump on the on my retina.
Right. You've been treated for it, but it hasn't quite cleared up.
It hasn't cleared up, and what it's doing is sort of sympathetically messing up the vision in the other eye. So I'm trying to get back the 20/20 in the other eye by covering this one and seeing if I can, you know, get it to act right. And we'll see if that happens. But otherwise, I've got this Nick Fury look going on.
I would call it a Snake Plissken look personally, but I'd suggest that you pick it up at a drugstore. Can you get these things at drugstores for anybody that wants to don an eye patch?
It was $4 at CVS or something like that.
I think you need a better backstory for the eye patch. Like maybe you lost it in the war, maybe like Da Nang or something.
But I'd have to explain why I could pull it off
40 years old, too. And you were in Da Nang.
Anyway, the cam where you can see me with an eye patch waving at the
cam.freetalklive.com brought to you by
Memory Dealers. Memory Dealers has the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They're in stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
To the phones and the fun, Mickey, listening to WBHP in Huntsville. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mickey.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to, one thing was before you went on break right there, you brought the word prohibition. I can't believe there's people up there in the federal government stupid enough that they don't understand prohibition don't work. But anyway,
Wait a minute, Mickey. Is it that they're stupid, or is it that it works for them in that they can aggregate more money to themselves? That these federal government bureaucracies, for instance, just a quick story for you, and I'll let you go on with what you were going to say. Mark, you and I had the chance to meet a guy who formerly worked for the DEA, and he told us that for the longest time, it did not take him a long time to work for the DEA to learn that what he was doing was completely pointless, breaking into people's homes, kicking in doors, hurting people, arresting people, destroying lives. He knew that it wasn't doing anything. But it did give him a paycheck, and it did give him an adrenaline rush. So it was very beneficial to him and his cronies in the DEA, but not so beneficial to the rest of us. So maybe they're just viewing it from a different perspective.
Well, when they're kicking in doors and stuff like that, they're breaking the laws anyway, committing umpteen felonies. But anyway,
it's not a broken law when they do it, because they're the gang that's in charge, right?
Well, they haven't kicked my door in, they'll find out. But anyway, I was talking about Eric Holder right there, thinking about him. You know, he's putting out here, I've heard anywhere, if the California or any other state passes a legalization of marijuana, you're going to jump all over it. Well, you know, there's a First Amendment thing there about freedom of speech and expression, and if you're freedom of speech and expression, you want to have fun with some Mary Jane, like I always liked it. In fact, I used to take cigarette rolling machines, roll them up in regular cigarettes, paper, put them in packs, and I smoke them right in front of the cops, man.
Nice.
Everywhere I go, man. I smoke them inside bars and just to help out. I'd hand them out free, man, you know.
That's fantastic. I need you up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, the cops may be a little more hip to the smell these days.
Yeah, I suppose so, but that's why I do it. But another thing is, I'm not going to, you know, Eric Holder didn't create the MJ plant, man. God did. So federal authority doesn't supersede God's authority. On top of that, I'm an Indian. I'm a Mohawk. You guys up New England on here probably heard about us Mohawks and all. So I consider it this way. I don't bow down to federal authority. This ain't their land. This is mine.
Right on, brother.
And if I want to smoke, and I consider every square inch of this land from coast to coast, north, south, and east and west, the Indian land, regardless of the tribal thing, those plants grow on our land right there. And if we want to partake of what's on our land, Eric Holder and the rest of them morons up there ain't got nothing to say about it.
I love this guy. Thank you, Mickey, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If only more people had that attitude. Like, screw you. I'll do whatever I want to. It's my life. Leave me alone.
I don't think you need the explanation that you're part Native American or whatever term in order to do that. I think it's still your life. If you were born,
I agree.
If you're born here, you're a Native American.
Well, yeah, we all own ourselves, and we can consume whatever we want. We just can't hurt people. It's natural law. You don't hurt people. You don't take their stuff. And as long as you don't do that, then you're fine.
Well, as he was saying, Attorney General Eric Holder does not agree with you, Jason, and I've actually got the story here in my show prep for tonight. I think it came off the front page at freetalklive.com, where, according to the SF Gate, San Francisco Chronicle, the Obama administration has denounced Proposition 19, which would legalize personal use of marijuana in California, and it is hitting the ballot on November 2nd. The Attorney General of the United States promises to vigorously enforce the federal ban on possession, growing, and selling the drug if voters approve the ballot measure. The pledge came Thursday from Attorney General Eric Holder, who oversees the government's anti-narcotics operation. Proposition 19, he says, would greatly complicate federal drug enforcement efforts to the detriment of our nation.
Good.
If anybody can call in with examples of any hope or change that the Obama administration has brought us, I'd like to hear it, because this is ridiculous. It was Richard Nixon who coined the phrase war on drugs, and they've been implementing it ever since. And you have Barack Obama, who's carrying on the same war on drugs from Nixon to the Bush presidents to the Clinton. There's no hope or change. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And if you look at the people that supported Barack Obama, a good portion of them likely have friends or are marijuana consumers.
Barack Obama was a marijuana consumer.
Yeah, that's right. But now he's changed his mind. It was
a coke consumer.
Same thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yep. You know, when he signed this recent bill in California for just a smidge of decriminalization, he spoke out and he said marijuana consumption should not be legal at all. And there's photos of him.
Though any of those men would be better off if they had spent 5 years in a prison cell if they had gotten caught for these drugs. Barack Obama would never be the president of the United States gang if he had ever been busted for using cannabis. He's done it.
If he'd ever been busted and it actually went through, because these guys tend to be from rich and powerful families who are able to suppress this stuff.
But, yeah, I mean, a great point. Where's the hope and the change? Because this is business as usual for the federal government, where even when state government people get it in their heads to start doing something in a more positive direction toward freedom, these people step in with threats. They step in by intimidating and saying, yeah, whatever, you California people, you can vote for whatever the heck you want to, but we're still going to come in there and arrest you for it.
And just like Weed Claus was talking about, we're following New Hampshire is following federal drug the schedule. When did New Hampshire become subservient to the United States government? This is the live free or die state.
It's supposed to be the opposite.
Like it,
right? The United States is a government made up of the states, and the intention is that the states are supposed to be superior, not inferior.
And it's stuff like this that hopefully liberty-minded people can spin into getting people to support the idea of secession. Now, the nullification so-called movement has been sort of growing a little
bit. I'm for it.
And that's cool, but that's not going far enough. Why should this federal government be around? There's no reason for it.
They do nothing for us.
Nothing at all. They do is take, and they take, and they take, and they control, and it never stops. The taking and the controlling just keeps continuing. It just continues to increase. Even when state governments figure out ways to, try to reduce the impact of government on people's lives, the feds continue to step in the way. We'll give you some more details on this and also take your calls about whatever you want.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned rained up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Jason.
And Mark.
And Jason's joining us. He is the executive director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's all totally free for you. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com.
So the news that we've been reporting on here is the SF Gate, San Francisco Gate, reporting on the federal government intending to crack down on people in California if they dare to vote in favor of this Proposition 19. Which essentially threatens the federal government's aura of legitimacy, because the federal government would have you believe, as we'd mentioned earlier tonight, or as Wieda Claus mentioned, I believe, that the marijuana is a Schedule I narcotic with the federal government. Schedule I, putting marijuana, one of the most benign substances on earth, one of the most beneficial substances, hemp plant can be used to create all kinds of useful products and services. One of those useful, benign substances on earth is supposedly as dangerous as heroin, according to the U.S. federal government.
And the state of New Hampshire hasn't even published their schedule. They're using this ridiculous schedule by the federal government to enforce their laws.
And so these Californians decide they want to go further than medical marijuana, which they did back with Proposition 215 in 1996. They want to go further than that, and they want to full out legalize all cannabis for whatever recreational use you want. And it's going on the ballot. They've had success getting it on the ballot. They've gone through that process.
It's really very exciting.
It could win.
Yeah, it very well could. The polls are showing that it very well may win in California. And, of course, it should. It's a sensible thing. Allowing people to make this personal choice for their own lives makes sense. But yet the federal government is basically saying, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, is saying, yeah, we're just going to keep enforcing our laws in California. We don't care about what you people want.
Yeah, clattering the sword, saying, you know, if you do this, we're going to do whatever we want and we're going to hurt you.
So if California law enforcement is supposed to protect its citizens, does that mean they're going to protect them against the federal government?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that at all.
That's unfortunate.
So the Obama administration has been less receptive to the prospect of a state repealing all criminal penalties for marijuana use by adults. That it was earlier in the article, which we didn't read, it was talking about how the Attorney General had claimed he would lay hands off as far as, or take his hands off of the medical marijuana patients out there. But they're still going to crack down on anybody that they believe is using or selling or growing for non-medical purposes. Gil Karolowski, the director of Obama's Office of National Drug Control Policy, is basically the top drug enforcer in America, co-wrote a newspaper column in August calling Proposition 19 an ill-considered scheme that would increase marijuana use and add to health problems and traffic deaths without delivering the tax revenue that its backers promise. Holder said Thursday that California, by restricting the authority of state and local officers to seize marijuana, would interfere with efforts to target drug traffickers who frequently distribute marijuana alongside cocaine and other controlled substances. He said that we'll vigorously enforce the federal law against those individuals and organizations that possess, manufacture, or distribute marijuana for recreational use, even if such activities are permitted under state law. And it's stuff like this that should give people a real reason to start considering secession.
Those are the same arguments that you could use against liquor, even more so, because liquor is actually dangerous. You could actually die from drinking too much liquor. You can't say the same thing of marijuana.
He also suggested the federal government might sue to overturn Proposition 19 if it passed.
You know, I'd be very interested in that, because where does the federal government get its power to make marijuana illegal in the first place? As I understand it, marijuana isn't, in fact, illegal. It is just, they have these tax stamps for it that they don't issue. So how is it that the federal government could sue a state in order to not allow marijuana to be legal when, in fact, it is legal in the federal level anyway?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know about that. It being legal at the federal level.
How can they do any of this? I mean, if we own ourselves, how dare anybody tell us what we can and can't do with our own body as long as we're not hurting other people?
Well, we know how. They've got men with guns who are willing to come in and enforce their way upon us.
And it's up to people to finally say no.
Obama was more restrained when asked about marijuana enforcement Thursday at a town hall meeting. He said that government's resources are limited and suggested that decisions would have to be made between prosecuting drug kingpins versus somebody with some small amount in terms of possession. And maybe that's true to an extent. It's pretty unlikely that a federal cop is going to bust you for walking down the beach smoking a joint in California after it's legalized, but that doesn't mean that they won't be attempting to interdict with dealers and growers and
right.
Screw up the supply chain.
It's amazing how big of a kingpin your average dealer is when the DEA actually catches them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, suddenly this nobody dealer is suddenly a kingpin.
Well, the lady we were talking about earlier, Nurse Patricia, had something like, I think, allegedly 40 plants, and they tried to make her look out to be like she was a kingpin.
But
they needed
even
to send a message.
Exactly. That's what the judge said, that he needed to send a message. But it wasn't even 40 plants, because they were trying to, what's called cloning the plants, which is taking one part from a plant into another. So, and she's like, what do they do? Do they, like, count the soil? I mean, it's ridiculous. But the reason they do this is because the prosecutor and the cops, they all get promoted. You know, they get to put this on their performance reviews. That look how big this bus is. It makes bigger headlines, and it's just the biggest scam possible. And like we were talking about earlier, It's your DARE programs going into the schools. It's your media that's picking up on this and keeps reporting it. You have all these editorials from major newspapers in California that are editorializing against this proposition. And, you know, so who knows? You just don't know what to trust other than if you use it yourself, you know that it's not going to turn you into a crazy reefer madness like parody.
It just goes to show that when you challenge the status quo, the people who are benefiting from that status quo will come out in force and do everything they can to just slam you, to just paint you with as nasty a brush as they possibly can. And that's why I say, by all means, do civil disobedience on top of all of this. Because any time you make that challenge, they will get upset, they will write hate, spew hate towards you and try to make you look like the most evil person in the world just for opposing prohibition. Let alone getting out in public and doing something like civil disobedience like we've seen done here right. In New Hampshire.
Really what you oppose is these people's paychecks. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
And their authority.
9 out of 10 police officers have been hired since the late 70s, or the early 70s when Nixon declared his war on drugs. So one might make the argument that 9 out of 10 police officers are there to enforce drug prohibition. I think that's an exaggeration. But
a lot of them were hired because of federal money that's come in to expand police departments in the drug enforcement area. So there's no doubt about that. But a lot of former cops get it. We've got a lot of guys that have joined law enforcement against prohibition. I don't know if Joseph McNamara is. He's a former San Jose police chief, though, and he said this. If the federal government wants to keep fighting the nation's failed war on marijuana while we're in the midst of a sagging economic recovery and two wars, it just proves that the establishment politicians' priorities are wrongly focused on maintaining the status quo. So some politicians or former political people like this sheriff or this former police chief, rather, they get it. They understand it. They're willing to admit they're wrong, but it's much less likely that somebody who's involved in the government, who's currently active, currently receiving a paycheck from them, will admit, yeah, I was wrong about my support of the war on drugs. I see the error in my ways. It was wrong for me to support putting peaceful people in cages, and I'm sorry about that. Being in the federal government and any government means never having to say you're sorry.
Yeah, and that's why you need people like Brad Jardis, who, you know, was doing his job and just finally said, I cannot do it. It is immoral.
Yep, he did. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than $1 per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but there are enough, there is enough time, rather, here for your phone call. At 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Should also welcome our listeners, WBHP in Huntsville. We've had BHP on for a little while, and they're on more often now than they were in the past, taking extra hours of the show on weeknights, I think taking our third hour of the program live, and also running our show on their stream. Stream only for 3 hours at night, so as soon as our live hours are done at 9 p.m. Central, you can pick up the full 3 hours of the show after that, stream only, through their website, WBHP there in Huntsville. But welcome to our new on-air listeners who are getting us now 5 nights a week from, I believe, 8 to 9 o'clock Central Time, so we've got more time in Huntsville, thanks to their program director, Stuart Langston, who we had the chance to meet this weekend
Indeed. In
Los Angeles, thanks to our listeners for sending us there. The Free Talk Live amplifiers are the ones who are responsible for helping this show expand to new radio stations, to new ears around the world via radio stations or on the Internet. Free Talk Live listeners like you are contributing $3 a month, at least $3 a month, to become Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. And I have to be honest, I haven't had a chance to catch up on my amps. I was gone all weekend. Normally I do processing of amps, new amps, on Saturdays, but I wasn't in town for it. So I will get to that as soon as I possibly can. So apologize for anybody that's been waiting for anything there. So a lot of the amp processing is still done by hand, unfortunately. So you're relying on me to do certain things. But when you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, you get access to the amp-only call-in lines. You get access to the amp-only forum. Now, that's automatic. When you sign up, it's one of the things we fixed. I don't have to actually touch this. When you sign up, you will instantly have access to the Free Talk Live amp-only forum, which allows you to interact with other amplifiers and get a whole full list of our Free Talk Live amp perks, like the amp-only call-in numbers, like other details that you'll need. I think a picture of Mark having a mohawk back in the 80s is still in there somewhere. So there's certain special things that the Free Talk Live amplifiers get access to. So go to amp.free. Jason's laughing. He thinks that's funny. So now, you know, if you had the mohawk and the eye patch, imagine how cool that would be.
I imagine I'd just be that much larger of a dork.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You can join up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. You also get the amp-only emails and more, so we kind of keep the amplifiers in the loop. It's some of the things that are going on behind the scenes to get access to, test out new features and things like that when they're available. amp.freetalklive.com. So, yeah, we went to this radio convention over the weekend, and this is one of the things that the amplifier money goes to. It doesn't just go to doing advertising to radio stations or internet advertising to bring new internet listeners on board, but a couple times a year, 1 to 2 times a year, we'll usually we travel to New York City to go to these conventions, but this one was happening in L.A., so we flew all the way across the country, got up at 4 something in the morning, should have gotten up earlier.
I think I got up at 3:30.
Yeah, we should have gotten up a half an hour earlier because we actually ended up missing the flight at Manchester Airport.
I blame you.
You blame me. I was the one that told you we should go a half hour earlier than you originally wanted to go, but it wasn't enough.
We want to hear the juicy details. How was Libertopia? What'd you guys do?
Yeah, well, actually, Libertopia, we did have a chance to stop by there for 4 hours. That was kind of an afterthought, though. We didn't really plan the trip around that because it was my understanding Libertopia was originally going to be in San Francisco. They changed it at some point to Hollywood, and I found out, I think, about that after I'd already purchased the tickets. So we got out of the radio conference at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon after watching Glenn Beck give a final speech. And whatever you think of his politics, he's a darn good speaker.
Yeah.
So he was there. Dave Ramsey is also a talk radio host who's really big. He's got I think he may have more stations than Glenn Beck. I'm not sure about that. But Dave Ramsey is this financial
advice
guy.
Not as big of a name.
Yeah, he's this financial advice guy, and he was speaking there. So
he had Arthur Laffer, from the Laffer Curve. He had an economist there, and he was engaging.
Pretty good.
Yeah, a little too political for my taste, but engaging nonetheless.
Yeah, it was better, though, than a lot of the politicians they've had at these things in the past.
Beats the heck out of having Bill Bennett.
Or the police chief. Oh, they had the L.A. police chief there a few years ago. That was horrible.
Or was it Joe Biden 1 year?
Yeah, it was horrible. So, but the reason we don't go there to see the speeches as much as we go there to be seen. The purpose of Free Talk Live going to these things is so that we can press the flesh and schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs so they can see us and know that we're players, if you will, in this talk radio game.
I can't tell you how many times I heard over the weekend that these guys, referring to us, these guys or you guys are doing it right. They're saying that we're going about the right way to self-syndicate. We're going and shaking hands at the conventions. You're making telephone calls to the program directors yourself, mm-hmm. and we're keeping our overhead low, and they're all impressed and congratulatory.
So frequently I'll meet people who I've been talking to for years on the phone, because that's what I do. I make calls to radio stations in the mornings. When I get up, I start making calls and talk to these guys and introduce them to the show, but usually it's just an over-the-phone relationship, and getting to meet those guys in person is pretty valuable. So that's the main purpose, is for us to be there, to just be seen as part of the industry, regular faces at these events. And now, having gone to them for, what, maybe 5 years, 4 years? I don't remember when we went to our first one, but it's been several years.
Seems like at least 5 years.
So, we're starting to be seen as regular attendees at these events, and the Talkers event in New York City has been actually inviting me to speak on panels and things like that for the last few years, which is even better for our exposure, because there was a couple guys we met. One of these hosts calls himself a libertarian. He's from Los Angeles on one of the talk stations there, and they mentioned that they recognized me from when I was on a panel at Talkers earlier this year.
And that's
so, again, it's important to be seen here, and it's thanks to our listeners who become amplifiers that send us there, because we honestly wouldn't really be able to afford it. This is radio. We don't make a whole boatload of money at this, and it's likely that we wouldn't be able to justify the expense of going, because it's a couple grand to go out to the plane tickets and the tickets to the hotel. It's a $200 a night hotel, $230 a night after tax, and then the tickets to the actual event run in the hundreds as well. So it all adds up.
Yep, taxis, food.
It was $75 in a taxi to go to Libertopia. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing you were asking about, Jason, is Libertopia. So after this radio conference ended, which was productive on its own, we went up to Libertopia. I thought it was closer than it was. It ended up being a half-hour taxi ride and $75 to get there. Luckily, one of our listeners, Paul from California, who frequently visits here in New Hampshire, gave us a ride back to the airport, so we managed to save that.
Yeah.
Gave him a few bucks for his time.
Nice guy.
But it was great, man. The Libertopia had a whole bunch of people there. It was kind of a West Coast Liberty Convention at the Hilton Hotel in Universal City, which is basically the Universal Studios property. So we went out there, spent about 4 hours there before we had to go off to our flight, because our flight was at 10 o'clock at night on Saturday night. And all kinds of faces and names in the Liberty community were there. What was it, Milton Friedman or something?
David Friedman. Milton Friedman, I'm afraid, has passed away. Okay. His father, yeah.
Well, big names, nonetheless, were at this event. And it's my understanding it was fairly successful, all things considered, that it was the organizer was very nice, Joyce. It was her first event that she's ever put together, period. So it wasn't just the first Libertopia. It was the first time she's ever put an event like this together, as I understood it. And so there were some things that she learned. Obviously, when you put an event that big together, you're going to make mistakes. And she certainly made some and is learning from those. I don't know if it's going to happen again. Hopefully it will. The turnout seemed to be fairly decent. I think I heard there were over 300 people that were there throughout the weekend.
Mark Stevens was there
and did his first show live on the Liberty Radio Network from that location, which was great. And lots of other faces I recognize from going to events here in New Hampshire, as well as people I'd never met before that I was glad to meet, like some of the guys from Freedom's Phoenix. Those guys were there, and they were in good attendance. A good crew from San Diego, some of Wes Bertrand's friends from CompleteLiberty.com, they were there as well. So it was great. I mean, for 4 hours, it was a real good time.
Yeah, I spent several months over in California when I wrapped up Motorhome Diaries, and there's a lot of liberty-loving people over there. I mean, it's a great community, so it's great they have their own event. You said Joyce, this is her first event. She's like a movie editor, a professional movie editor.
Oh, wow.
So she's never done this before. Mm-hmm. So was there like a blurring between like liberty and like science fiction, I heard?
There were other events in the same hotel. I heard she was involved in those, but I'm not sure what the details are in that. There was like a Hollywood event and a sci-fi a Trekkie convention of some sort.
But, I mean, you know, the people that were there were attracted by Peter Thiel and Stefan Molyneux, Richard Bodie, Richard Stern, several big, big names in the Liberty movement.
So, Mark, we've got archives up at freetalklive.com, and listeners can go and grab them courtesy of HostGator. Tell me about HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. If you use our portal, that's hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
Let's go quickly, and sorry for the short shrift here, Joshua, in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with final thoughts for the show.
Hey there. How are we doing this evening, gentlemen?
Good, man, but we're short on time. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, I just wanted to quickly plug, and I hate to use your giant audience to do this, but I thought it would be a good opportunity. We are doing a little impromptu demonstration tomorrow here in Orlando, Florida, at the Orlando Police Department, because Officer Travis Lamont, who was the gentleman who broke the neck of the 84-year-old...
Oh, boy, where can
veteran,
people learn more?
Yeah, he was.
Where can people learn more?
Exonerated.
You better get it out now.
Check out OrlandoCopWatch.com, www.OrlandoCopWatch.com.
Call us tomorrow. Let us know how it goes. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow night at FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-227.